Health officials in the Miami area have spent months trying to contain the mosquito-borne Zika virus, but it is still spreading. And yesterday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Chief Tom Frieden said this.
Zika and other diseases spread by Aedes aegypti are really not controllable with current technologies.
Zika, of course, is linked to devastating birth defects. Here's NPR's Greg Allen.
Jessica Flores remembers the day she was told she has Zika. She was in her fourth month of pregnancy when she was tested in August. The tests came back positive.
It was very hard to hear that, and I asked God for help. The doctor asked me to calm down. Everything always has a solution, she said.
Doctors aren't sure where Flores contracted Zika. She works at a school in Miami's Wynwood neighborhood, an area where mosquitoes were spreading the virus. She'd also recently visited her native Honduras, where Zika is being transmitted locally. So far, ultrasounds show her baby girl is healthy, and there are no signs yet of problems. Flores is one of more than 110 pregnant women who've tested positive for Zika in Florida. It's been nearly 3 months since health officials confirmed Zika is being transmitted locally in Miami, and new cases are still being reported almost daily. St. Mary Cathedral School in Miami's Little River neighborhood is at the heart of Florida's newest zone of local Zika transmission. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez was one of several local officials who recently held a Zika roundtable discussion at the school.
We're confident that we're going to get it under control in Miami Beach. We're confident we're going to get it under control, too, here in the Little River area.
But so far, local officials in Miami have successfully cleared just one zone of local Zika transmission, the Wynwood neighborhood. In Miami Beach, despite intensive mosquito control efforts, which included aerial spraying with the controversial insecticide Naylid, new Zika cases forced health authorities to triple the size of the local transmission zone. This month, after weeks of treatment, a trap showed new mosquitoes carrying the virus. That's led some to question the effectiveness of the Naylid spraying. Jimenez says used in combination with a treatment that targets mosquito larvae, Naylid worked.
We saw mosquito counts drop, you know, dramatically in the south sector where we did it. We saw mosquito counts drop and remain low in Wynwood.
But Zika is very hard to control, and it's largely because of the mosquito that carries it. Aedes aegypti mosquitoes hide in closets and under tables, places where spraying often doesn't reach. Especially in areas with high-rise buildings like Miami Beach, aerial spraying is not considered effective for Aedes aegypti. Federal and state officials initially ruled it out, but as Zika cases multiplied, decided to try it. Philip Stoddard is the mayor of South Miami and also a biologist at Florida International University. He used the county's data to do a statistical analysis of the aerial spraying.
My analyses so far have found very little measurable and statistically significant effect from Naylid on the beach.
Stoddard says the data show aerial spraying was more effective in Wynwood, a neighborhood without high-rises. In both areas, though, his analyses showed it was the use of a larvicide, a bacteria known as BTI, that produced the long-term declines in mosquito population.
Certainly in the beach, I would say the BTI is the only thing that seems to have done anything. I mean, you could have sacrificed goats and used BTI and seen a decline, but that's the BTI, not the Naylid doing it.
Tropical disease specialist Michael Callahan, chief medical officer at the Zika Foundation, has been fighting the Aedes aegypti mosquito for nearly 20 years. He says with declining temperatures and humidity, Miami is likely to see fewer Zika cases in the months ahead. But he has a chilling warning for people in Florida.
Unfortunately, in all of our Zika mosquito control efforts in Southeast Asia, West Africa, and here in the tropical Americas, once a virus has entered the local Aedes mosquito populations, we've never been able to get it out, totally out.
Which means, despite our best efforts, Zika may be here to stay. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.